Get out, it's your boy Young Dev on the ones, and you know who's always playing the two.
Hello world, it's your boy Deuce Johnson. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's get it.
Episode 33. First thing I want to do is the same thing I do every episode when we open. Is thank all the new listeners, thank all the old listeners, and thank everybody that supports this platform, supports me and Deuce Johnson. Happy birthday to Deuce Johnson. He recently just had his birthday. I think Veterans Day is coming up, so happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. I know all the work y'all do, and we appreciate it dearly everywhere. I know everybody has a cousin, a brother, an uncle, a grandma, a grandpa, somebody in their family that served some branch of the force. So I thank y'all for what y'all done for us. As well as today, well, not today, but tomorrow actually being the day that is Takeoff's funeral. Not funeral. I guess like the wake. I think it might be the funeral, meaning like it might be the funeral or like the wake that they're having with the open viewing to the public that's at like the Atlanta Hawks Stadium tomorrow. But yeah, I just want to send good vibes to everybody out there. Yeah, Takeoff definitely a legend. That's a big deal. So yeah, let's take a quick moment of silence for Takeoff, and let's get the show going. So right, we're trying to be consistent and release episodes every week, like I said I would do on the first episode. Definitely, I'm going to do this episode different. Different meaning that I'm going to make two parts of this episode. The first part, I'm going to kind of set it up. And the second part is going to be the argument part where I argue with somebody about the actual topic. Right? So, anybody I think that probably knows me knows that I probably don't really watch traditional television. And by that, I just mean that I'm not watching, like, say, like, when you're growing up, I remember I used to have the bunny ears. Me and my mom used to have the bunny ears and used to move them around, try to flip through the channels. Like, and the only channels I was watching back in the day, because we had, like, didn't have cable, was, like, channel, I think it was channel 20 back in the day, which is, like, it used to, like, you could watch, like, the Parkers, Steve Harvey show, stuff like that on it, right? Then it was, like, PBS, and then it's, like, say, like, Fox. You might, like, when you're a kid, you just watch anything. So, after, like, the PBS, the Arthurs, all that stuff goes off, you, like, watching, like, Judge Judy, Judge Joe Brown, Jerry Springer. That was, like, my first introduction to, like, say, like, reality TV. But with watching TV, like, as I got older, you know, everybody eventually has cable and everything like that. Some people probably still use antennas somewhere in the world, but shout out to y'all if y'all still using antennas. To everybody else, as I got older, just like everybody else, you start to clean the stuff. So I wasn't really watching, I would say, like, television heavily, but it's specific shows that I watch. And the one thing I would say out of all television that I really appreciate is black sitcoms. I feel like I told Deuce Johnson on the pod before, but I definitely want to have kids plan on, like, kind of recirculating all those black sitcoms, just so, especially because they're not really making them at the rate, or it's like, it's not happening as often as I would say that it probably was happening, like, in the 90s. What I'm going to do is today, right? Like I said, we're going to do a two-part episode. The first episode, I'm going to break down a list that they have on IMDb. If you're unfamiliar with that, if you ever go search a movie or whatever and want to know the actors or whatever, it's going to take you to IMDb page. The actors have IMDb accounts where you can rate the actor, rate the movies. It's kind of like that, right? So they rate TV shows as well, and they have a list where they rate the top 50 black sitcoms. So I'm going to go through all 50 of the sitcoms. I'm going to give you guys some background, tell you some special appearances that might have appeared on the show, kind of let you know what the show is. Some of the shows, I'm not even going to lie, I've never heard of. So it's definitely going to be interesting. I guess before I start, if I had to choose one black sitcom that I really, really like, I think it would probably be The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, that's like literally like anytime I've had to go somewhere, like overnight or whatever, like when I went to college, the very first thing I did, like when it came to like having me thinking about rainy days and not having cable, I always thought about taking like my DVDs with me, right? So the DVDs that I wanted to take was, of course, the whole series of Martin and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because it just seemed like it was right. Like, you know, this is what I know. If you don't like, if you want to just have something in the background, you could throw on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air any day of the week. I'm sorry, it's just one of those shows. Yeah, so I would probably say Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is probably my favorite. But let's get into the list, right? It's 50 of them, so try to do this as fast as possible and kind of make it enjoyable for y'all at the same time. And hopefully we'll see like what we all think about the list and how it is. So here we go. At number 50, we have coming in from 2003 to 2007, That's So Raven. If you're unfamiliar with That's So Raven, it is Raven Simone. Raven Simone is in high school. She got like two friends, the girl Chelsea and Orlando Brown's character. And she has these psychic moments, like where she like flashes back into different moments or whatever, or she can see into the future, whatnot. If you're a Disney head, and you definitely remember That's So Raven, like the era, like That's So Raven, Kim Possible, Proud Family, all them type of shows. So it's definitely around that era. I would say number 49. I think it's pretty low, I'm not gonna lie. But coming in at number 49, on that Disney wave, we have a Nickelodeon show at 49. From 1996 to 2000, we have Kenan and Kel. I feel like these shows, like, really, if you're not familiar with Kenan and Kel, maybe you might be familiar with the movie Good Burger. That was pretty popular back in the day. Or Kenan and Kel were also on All That. Kenan and Kel, they had this like iconic theme song. I think Kenan and Kel probably have one of the most iconic theme songs out of this 50 bunch. And on the theme song, they actually have a rap feature. Like, I think it might be one of the only ones on here that have that. Meaning that Coolio, rest in peace, Coolio. That's probably like, here it go. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the most iconic out of the sitcoms that out of this 50 list. Man, that's definitely probably up there in theme songs, probably top 10. But let's keep it going. At number 48, we have coming in from 1997 to 1999, the television show Between Brothers. Now, I have never heard about this show. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I also was born in 93. But, right, I'll just give y'all the plot summary. Charles and James Winston are young, good-looking brothers with conflicting differences. Charles is a workaholic journalist, and James is a fun playboy. They have two friends from college, a local weatherman named Dusty and a bitter divorcee named Mitchell, and debt to two ex-wives. Wow. Let me just take a second and see. That's crazy. Definitely never heard of Between Brothers. Like, Between Brothers. What the hell? It's got an 8 out of 10. That's definitely crazy. not crazy, but I think for me never to hear. Wow, that's crazy. Cool. Next one. Let's move on to 47. At number 47 from 2010 to 2012, we have Are We There Yet? Which is based off of the movie series, Are We There Yet? With Ice Cube. If you're not familiar with it, it had Nia Long. It's like a... It's a pretty good movie. But the actual television show starred Terry Crews, where they had a family. It was like a family of four. It was on TBS. Didn't have a lot of seasons, but 113 episodes is a lot. So definitely one of those shows I would say that's probably... It maybe didn't have the staying power, but I think because there's a movie, it probably will last. That's probably why it might have lasted as long as it did. Let's move on to 47. Let's pick it up. I'm not going to hold y'all for like 2 hours. So at 46, we have from 1975 to 1976. I'm definitely not going to know what this is. Grady. Grady got 6.5 stars out of 10. It says that this is the solo adventures of Fran Sanford's pal Grady, who has moved on up to Los Angeles. Wow, this is really right. I'll give y'all the storyline again. In the spinoff of Sanford and Son, Fran Sanford, pal Grady Wilson has moved out of Watts and into the middle class neighborhood where his daughter Ellie and her family resides. How was Grady's hard-working son-in-law and Lori and Haywood were his grandchildren? Wow. A Sanford and Son spinoff. I ain't mad, because it's definitely one of the shows that I've never seen before, but if it's a spinoff of Sanford and Son, I definitely would check it out, because I say I like those type of shows. At 45, from 2011 to 2017, we have For Better or Worse. Man, how do I start? For Better or For Worse? Cool. Wow. So, I guess I'll start off with, I don't know if you guys know, have ever seen ATL, but let's start at ATL. In the movie, they have the twins, and the twins' mom, she's like the lead character in it. This is a Tyler Perry show. And you can watch it on BET Plus like right now if you really want to watch it. So it's not really something that I would say is out of the realms. Like, I don't think everybody's too old to have not seen For Better or For Worse. It's a pretty good show. And the storyline just says it follows the ups and downs of married life of Marcus and Angela. At 44, we have coming in. Tyler Perry really probably dominates a lot of this list, maybe. So we have Meet the Browns, which is I would say that's a pretty iconic my time of like living. That's probably a big show. Right, so the storyline is for Cora Simmons, living in a home as a grown adult, has its challenges, especially with Mr. Brown for her dad. If you've never seen Mr. Brown, even the movie, you gotta go watch Mr. Brown the movie. Mr. Brown the movie is definitely pretty good. Lot of funny stuff. Has Tamla Mann in the show, David Mann, Lamon Rucker, Logan Browning. It's a good show. Check it out. I'm pretty sure you probably could watch this on BET Plus as well. And this is from 2009 to 2012. Oh, wow. Okay. Coming in at 43, we have from 2003 to 2006, Eve. I think it's called UPN or CPN or whatever I'm talking about, Channel 20. But if y'all ever remember what it's called, that's the show, right? And this show stars, of course, Eve as Shelley Williams and Jason George and Allie Landry Monteverde and Natalie Reed and Brian Hooks. It's a really good show. It's basically, the storyline is following Eve and her group of friends as they experience the highs and lows of life. And, man, Eve really had a run. Like, when you really think, like, when I really be thinking about it, like, man, this lady has disappeared from, like, visibility of say, my era, when she was really, like, in my face, whether it's the songs, whether it's the Rough Riders aesthetics, whether it's the TV show. She just seemed like she always was in our face. So the fact that she isn't now is, like, sticks out like a sore thumb. But Eve definitely was a good show. You can check it out on HBO Max now. If you got HBO Max, check it out. At 42, this show is probably important to me because anybody that knows me, I always bring up my uncle. My uncle was an executive producer in a couple different black sitcoms. So he comes across a lot of people that, of course, famous, whatever you want to call them. He got a couple of executive producing credits in some shows as well. This show, like in my house, we have a big poster like with signs, signatures from everybody that's in the show. But the show is In the House, starring LL Cool J and Alfonso Ribeiro. If you don't remember this Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You also have Mia Campbell, Kim Wans, Debbie Allen, Jeff Wood. So, a once famous football player, referring to LL Cool J, must rent part of his house to support himself. A single mother and her two kids are the latest tenants, and he also owns a sports clinic that he barely manages to run with the help of his friends. This is a pretty good show. I think this is probably the first time. Not first time, but it's going to be one of the times I probably going. So, it was a weird moment, like, watching the show. I've rewatched it recently, where actually Carlton is in the house in an episode as Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and he eventually becomes a regular character as his actual character on the show. Like, his actual character on this show is, his name, give me 2 seconds. It is Dr. Maxwell Stanton, right? So, it's interesting. Let's keep it going. At number 41, we have, damn, that's a good one, too. From 1998 to 2002, we have The Hughleys. Now, of course, the storyline is Daryl Hughley, who owns his own vending machine business, moves out of town from South Central to West Hills, a predominantly white neighborhood within San Fernando Valley. Daryl and his family try to adjust to living in an all-white area at the same time. It says, Daryl and Yvonne befriend their new neighbors, Sally and Dave, who are literally the polar opposites of Daryl. The story has many racial themes to it, but are usually comedic as Daryl makes fun of other races, especially, I'm not going to read that, but y'all get the point. It's a great show. D.L. Hughley, Elise Neal, Eric Kramer, John Hinton, Ashley Monique Clark. A lot of famous people that's been in the show. IMDb, they got 6 out of 10. Check it out. If you want to watch it today, maybe check YouTube. All right, so number 40. Coming in at number 40 from 1992 to 1997, we have Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Wow, Hanging with Mr. Cooper is definitely one of those shows that you cannot forget. It got that, and the stars, Mark Curry, Holly Robinson Pete, Sandra Quarterman, Marquise Wilson, Raven Simone, Omar Gooding, Nell Carter, Don Lewis, Christopher Carter. Yes, Roger Mosley has a lot of heads. So here's the storyline. Mr. Mark Cooper is a single high school teacher, basketball coach living in Oakland, California, between coaching and teaching, dealing with neighborhood struggles, and living with two beautiful female roommates, Mr. Cooper keeps a humorous, positive outlook on life and provides advice and fun to many people in his life and that he encounters. Yeah, definitely a good show. Check it out. They have say you can watch it now on something called Freevee. So download it. It gets a 6.4 out of 10. Iconic show. Definitely one of those iconic shows is up there. Seeing a lot of episodes. Oh, wow. Number 39. Over Hanging and Mr. Cooper. That's crazy. But we have the Tracy Morgan Show from 2003 to 2004. Tracy Morgan plays the owner of an auto repair shop who was married with two kids. Tamela Jones from Head of State plays his wife. And rapper Heavy D plays one of the mechanics. Like that. I think it's probably iconic to have, I guess, like a rapper be one of those, like a supporting cast regular member. So you have Tracy Morgan, Tamela Jones, Michael John Jeffries, Bobby Thompson, who's like, I guess everybody kind of knows him as a short dude in the show. John Witherspoon, rest in peace. Heavy D, rest in peace. Cat Williams, Stevana Jackson, Deborah Rupp, Bree Blair, Keisha Sharp. Yes, it's, I guess, yeah, definitely got a lot of people in the show. So I understand, I guess, why it probably has, it's ahead of those other shows. But it also gets a 6.4 out of 10. And it doesn't give any place where you can watch it today. So check YouTube, or I don't know how to help you out. Coming in at number 38, we have another Tyler Perry rendition from TBS as well. Also, you can watch it on BT Plus. We have House of Pain. House of Pain is definitely like one of those, maybe it's me. Maybe it's just my idea that I think is probably one of the most probably popular ones. But definitely one of my favorite Tyler Perry sitcoms. You have Cassie Davis, LaVon Davis, Alan Payne, Lance Gross, Lorraine Shaw, Keisha Pullman. It's a big show. At number 37, we had coming in Parenthood. In this show, we have Melissa Spector, Andrew Jacobs, Brian Wilson, Kathy Latham, Roxanne Dover. I guess they have it wrong. On the list, they had the wrong. My bad. Let's go back. So, from 1995 to 1999, we have The Parenthood. The Parenthood stars Robert Townsend, Susan Douglas, Reagan Preston, Curtis Williams, Ashley Adams. And this is about a college professor coping with contemporary fatherhood. It's a great show. I didn't mean to say great. It's a good show. You should go check it out. Wow, at 36. It's getting interesting. So, at 36, we have from 2001 to 2006... One-on-One stars, One-on-One is like one of those shows that, like I'm saying, it got one of those, I think it's really low, because I think a One-on-One, maybe it's not the Parkers, but I think it's a junior Parkers, like, to me, like, how iconic it is, and it stars Kyler Pratt, Robert Richard, Flex Alexander, Flex, Kelly Perrine, Cicely Johnson, Jonathan Chase, and this is a television show. Here's a storyline. A sportscaster must take on the responsibility of being a full-time dad when his teenage daughter moves in with him. And if you really watch the show, you already know that Tashina Arnold is actually Kyler Pratt's mom. So there you get to two different things. Coming in at 35, we have The Game. The Game from 2006 to 2015 stars Jose Chanchez, Wendy Raquel Robinson as Tasha Mack, Kobe Bell, Pooch Hall, Tia Mowry, Brittany Daniel, Barry Floyd, Brandy, Lauren London, Jay Ellis, Rich Fox. I think it's one of the most star-studded like lineups I've seen in like probably like in recently like at the Black sitcoms. This is a spinoff of Girlfriends featuring a group of women who all have relationships with professional football players. You know, the Derwin Davis and Melanie combo was definitely one that was taking over, like, social media at the time. So you can watch the episodes now, though, like, on Prime Video. So if you got Prime, go check it out. At 34, we have, from 1979 to 1986, Benson. Cool. So this show stars Robert Gilliam, James Noble, Inga Swenson, Missy Gold, Renee Auberjonis, and the storyline is the spinoff of Soap. Benson, the boys, is sent out west to serve as butler to a widowed estate governor, Gene Gatling, an honest but bubbling servant of the people. Although he has rivals in Bavarian Maid, Cross and Purse Nickel, aids Clayton and armed with a acerbic wit and plenty of smarts, becomes the governor's close friend and helper, and eventually is elected lieutenant governor. Yeah, I've never heard of this one. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. But it has a rating of, and this IMDb is 7.1. You can buy it. You can't even just watch it free. Why? You got to buy it on Prime Video. So go check out Benson if you got some time. Yeah, Robert Gilliam. Oh, okay, here we go. From 33, from 1985 to 1988, What's Happening Now? What Happening Now stars Ernest Thompson, Haywood Nelson, Shirley Hemphill, Annie Johnson, Fred Berry, Martin Lawrence, Ken Segos. And the storyline is, this was an urban comedy following the lives of three black men. Raj is the newly married and trying to write, while his two buddies, Rerun and Dwayne, are sharing a bachelor apartment. Rerun is working as a used car salesman, as Dwayne is working as a computer programmer. The syndicated program was on the air between September 1985 and September 1988. This has a rating of 6.1, and you can buy it, wow, on Blu-ray, the series. Coming in at number 32, we have Malcolm and Eddie. Yeah, Malcolm and Eddie, definitely one of those. I remember that show. Definitely iconic. Has Malcolm Warner, Eddie Griffin, Karen White, Jamie Cardridge, Ron Pearson, and Angel Brooks, Freeze Love, Michelle Hurd. And the storyline, Malcolm McGee is responsible, sensible 20-something who ends up sharing a Kansas City apartment and a business structure with a relentlessly enthusiastic tow truck driver, Eddie Sherman. A fast talker with outlandish, frenetic energy, Eddie's charm and schemes always gets to toe into the hot water. I don't know if y'all know about Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin, funny. Like, so, go check it out. Malcolm Eddie definitely was 1996 to 2000. Probably not iconic, but definitely a funny show. At 31, we have one of my favorites at All of Us from 2003 to 2007. Starring Dwayne Martin, Lisa Ray McCoy, Kamani Griffin, Tony Rock, Terry Vaughn, Elise Neal, James Vincent, Lavian Green, Tisha Campbell, Jaden Smith, Terrence Jenkins. Yeah, it got some heads on this show. All of Us is inspired by domestic adventures of entertainment superstars Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and reflects a new generation's enlightened attitude toward the extended family dynamic with humor, sensitivity, and heart. Robert James is an entertainment reporter. Oh, his thing where he used to be, I am Robert James, and peace to you. So in the show, him and Lisa Ray recently got a divorce, and he's dating somebody new, and it kind of is working through, like, the co-parenting situation. It's a really good show. One of my favorite sitcoms on this list, period. You can still watch it on Prime Video right now. Go check it out. Coming in at 30. Okay, and we get into the good shows now. We have, from 2001 to 2005, My Wife and Kids. My Wife and Kids is stars Damon Wayans, Tisha Campbell, George Gore, Park Posey, Jennifer Freeman, Noah Cabby, Andrew McFarlane, Lester Spate, Damon Wayans Jr., D. Ray Davis, Megan Good. Damon Wayans plays Michael Kyle, a man, tragically funny quest for a traditional family. He is not so modern man living in a very modern world. Can you relate to his ex, to stay-at-home wife, Tisha Campbell, became a stock market trailblazer. His only son idolizes gangster rap stars instead of him. His moody adolescent daughter to become, two favorite hobbies are asking him for money and giving him grief. In the jungle, rarely, her lets her daddy have the last word. Perhaps after all of the chaos, he will realize that his dream is to have a normal family. Great show. I don't think Damon Wayans gets the credit that he deserves as like a lead person that's had a television show. Because My Wife and Kids is definitely like one of those ones you just always gonna throw on, like the Parkers. You can watch it now on Hulu. It comes on BET still. It's an iconic show. It used to come on ABC as well. Like, it's one of those sitcoms that kind of broke the barriers and was like on regular television. Great show. Cool. So we're going to take a 5-minute break and we're going to start back at 29. And we're going to go from 29 until 20. And then we're going to take a bigger break to do, like I said, this, the part two of the episode. I'm going to be arguing with somebody and it's going to be a little more interactive. So from 20 to 1 is part 2. But I'll be back in 5 minutes for the rest of the episodes for you guys. I mean, the rest of the sitcoms. And we're back. So, coming in at number 29, we have from 1999 to 2004, The Parkers. Everybody kind of, well, I guess everybody is born around the same time as me. Definitely knows who The Parkers is. They still playing it on BET every day. So the cast is Monique, Dorian Wilson, Countess Vaughn, Jenna Oy, Ken Lawson, Yvette Wilson. I guess the storyline is Nikki and Kim Parker attend Santa Monica College to earn their degrees. And I guess that's how, like, them being in college, her meeting Stanley Ogilvy and creating this back and forth for her and Stanley kind of shapes the show. Go check it out. You could probably still watch it. Yeah, most definitely. You go still watch it today on BET Plus, seasons 1 through 5. Coming in at number 28, we have from 2002 to 2006. Although I definitely don't think it's better than The Parkers, but we have Half and Half. If you aren't familiar with Half and Half, Half and Half is a show about the two sisters, Mona and Dee Dee. They have the same father, but they have two different mothers, and at the beginning of the show, they just find out that they're related to each other. So, this show stars Essence Atkins, Rachel True, Chico Binium, Valerie Pettiford, Thelma Hopkins, Abba Babatunde, MC Light. And here's the backstory. So Mona and Dee Dee are half sisters with the same father, who didn't really know each other when they were little and are complete opposites. But as adults, they live in the same apartment building and at least try to bond. Coming in at 27, definitely before my time, we have Webster. Wow. So, storyline. The post-retirement season is suddenly disrupted for football player George Papadopoulos and his wife, Catherine, when Webster, the orphan son of a former teammate, moves in. Laughter and life lessons in every episode. Webster, if you're unfamiliar, it stars Emmanuel Lewis, Alex Karras, Susan Clark, Henry Pollack, and Catherine Damon. I wouldn't really necessarily call this a black sitcom. I mean, Webster definitely is the face of the show, and he is definitely African American. But a lot of the other cast is definitely not black, so I wouldn't call that. So I definitely, if it was me, this wouldn't be as high on the list. At 26, we have from 1986 to 1991, Amen. Storyline. The new head of Philadelphia's first community church, Reverend Reuben Gregory, finds dealing headstrong, opinionated, and unethical deacon Ernest Fry, who works as a lawyer when not tending to church business, won't make his job easy. Deacon Fry, head of First Community Church in Philadelphia, is trying to keep everything in his church family firmly under control. But his new assistant, Reverend Reuben Gregory, has some very different ideas on how to do things. The parishioners, seeing that the best path probably lies between the two, play the squabbling off each other to keep things on a more or less even keel. Adding to the fray is the deacon's daughter, Thelma, who gradually becomes attached to the new reverend. If you're unfamiliar with Amen, it stars... I mean, I don't blame you for one, because it's 1986, a long time ago. But it stars Sherman Hemsley, Clifton Davis, Anna Horsford, Roz Ryan, Jester Hairston, Barbara Montgomery. Coming in at 25, we have from 2005 to 2009, Everybody Hates Chris. Here's the storyline. Wow, that's crazy. This definitely, I guess if you don't know that the story is based around Chris Rock, I don't think, like, say it's been, the show stopped airing in 2009, I don't think anybody would associate Chris Rock to the actual show, besides it being called Everybody's Chris. The storyline is a young African-American teen attempts to survive his dysfunctional family and his all-white school in the 1980s. It stars Terry Crews, Tashina Arnold, Taquan Richmond, Imani Hakeem, Tyler Williams, Paige Hurd. You can still watch it today on Paramount Plus. Definitely probably one of my favorite sitcoms growing up. And Chris Rock is the creator and also the narrator of the show. But like I said, it's definitely, I think it being years since then, I can't even associate him with the show besides him being the narrator. And I think of Tyler Williams and Terry Crews. Coming in at 24, we have from 1993 to 1994. Damn, I'm really wondering how a show that has only one season. Yeah, one season, 19 episodes, makes it number 24 on the list. But it says, Dia is a tough, no-nonsense widow raising four children while holding various low-paying jobs. It stars Thea Vidal, Adam Jeffries, Jason Weaver, Brandy Norwood, Brendan Jefferson, Cleavon Derricks, Yvette Wilson, RV Lowe, Wesley Jonathan. Definitely a lot of faces that people will recognize in the show. But I'm just wondering, I guess, for it to be this high on the list, maybe it really did have an impact in that year. But it's a little bit confusing. One season? Wow. Coming in at 23, we have from 1996 to 2001, Moesha. So the storyline of Moesha is as teenager struggles to come to terms with everything life throws at her. If you are unfamiliar with Moesha, you must be living under a rock. But cast of Moesha stars Brandi Norwood, William Young, Marcus Polk, Lamont Bentley, Shara Jackson, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Yvette Wilson, Countess Vaughn, Fredo Starr, Ray J, Alexis Fields, Lenard Tate, Bernie Mac, Darrell Shorty Mac, John Huertas. It's a star-studded show. I think if there was one show I would say would have to get moved up, it would definitely be Moesha, because I think off of impact and like even with Brandy's career being synonymous with the show, I think it should be higher. Definitely nowhere near some show called Thea. I'm not gonna lie, no disrespect. So coming in at 22, we have From 1978 to 1986, Different Strokes. The misadventures of a wealthy Manhattan family who adopted the children of the late African-American housekeeper from Harlem. That's the storyline. It stars Gary Coleman, Todd Bridges, Conrad Bain, Dana Plato, Mary Jo Collett, Danny Kosky, Shavar Ross, Philip Drummond, a widowed Manhattan millionaire and president of the mega firm TransAlliance Incorporated, adopts two African-American orphans from Harlem, 8-year-old Arnold and 12-year-old Willis. What you talking about, Willis? Drummond had made a promise to the dying mother, his housekeeper, that he would care for the boys after she passed away. The father had died a year earlier. The boys whom Drummond always introduced his two sons went from rags to riches literally overnight. This is definitely a iconic show, but just kind of piggyback off of, I think it was 26. Although it has two main characters that are African American, I wouldn't call it a black sitcom just because a lot of, like 70% of the characters are white in the show. Just my opinion though. Coming in at 21, this is going to be the last one we cover in this episode. We have From 1997 to 1999, Smart Guy. Smart Guy is a 10-year-old genius, goes from elementary school to high school. So him and his sisters and brothers are all happen to be in school at the same time. It's definitely like a, has three seasons. To be honest, I really think it will last longer. It stars Taj Mowry, John Jones, Jason Weaver, Omar Gooding, Essence Atkins, J.D. Walsh. Definitely one of my favorite shows growing up. You can still watch it on YouTube. Definitely can't watch it on no streaming service at the moment. But yeah, this definitely to end out the 20s, I mean, well, the 30s into the 20s. I think this is a good, the 30 to 20 list is pretty good. I can't wait to see what we have for 20, and that would be a good argument. To close out the show, Flowers. If I had to give anybody some flowers, it would be, I guess because I still feel like it's still kind of close. Because I feel like everybody's talking about Takeoff. I want to talk about Quavo. Quavo is definitely, for a long time, was like kind of like the face of the Migos. But let's go back. Quavo was a 3-star football athlete at quarterback in Georgia. He was pretty good. Probably would have been able to play college football, I'm not going to lie to you. If you've seen the Crew League, the Drew League, Celebrity All-Star Basketball Game, you have seen Quavo playing basketball. Man is extremely talented. He recently just dropped his album with Takeoff not too long ago with the Infinity Links album. He has his own solo album. He has plenty of number one hit singles with the Migos, obviously. But what I want to talk about is him and what he said about Takeoff. So I'm going to just read what he said to him in the message. Give me a second. I want to read it just because I don't think I've heard something like it immediately once immediately it makes you almost want to cry. All right, so here we go. Dear Take, it's so hard to tell you I'm going to miss you because you're always with me. And we always did everything together. Since we were kids, you've been by my side. Looking up at me, them eyes waiting on me to make the next move. Then you followed up right behind me. You always made sure I did it first so you could do it right with me. You never competed with me. We were always on the same team. You hated playing against me. Because I always was playing too hard, too rough. Then I could hear my mama say, son, not too rough. Because I didn't like to lose. Remember our first dream was to be a tag team partners in WWE? We fell in love with WWF wrestling. Man, we had every action figure. Thought we was going to be pro wrestlers. Because the way we imitated the wrestlers was so good. If you know Take, his imitation skills are to the T. He could imitate anybody. Just ask Danny and P. Super quiet though, quietest in the room. But pay attention to everything going on in the room. Always been like that. Nothing ever really bothered Tate. He didn't bother anybody. He's the most unbothered person in the world. He never got mad. He never raised his voice. And when he did, he silenced the room because what Tate said was law. He wasn't changing his mind for nah. Not even uncut. You could just let him cool off for about 30 minutes. By far the funniest person in the room. Once you got him going, he wouldn't stop. And last but not least, he took time with everything. We called it the takeoff time. Whenever we would be running late to shows, he would always say, God would get us there on time. Some shows God did, some shows we were late. Point is, he trusted God, though. Throughout the whole time, he had a real passion for music. It was his dream to become a rapper, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I tried everything, all the sports. After every game, I would call him home, and he would just sit there playing a game with the controller in his hand, looking, and look at my face, and he could tell we lost another game. So sports wasn't his thing, because he saw me lose all the time. This is how I knew he was going to be a rapper. Growing up, he knew every song off the Hot Boys album, every lyric, word for word, and he was cussing up a storm. Mama heard him rap and took the CD and said that the music was too grown for us. Until we won the Boys and Girls Club talent show together, performing Get Your Roll On by Big Thomas. It was all good then. So it's safe to say we had something going then. It came easy to us. It came when it came to style and swag. We were always looking like somebody because our mama dressed us like rappers or grown men, as you can see the pictures. Our clothes were huge, but we had to look. And he created the triple flow, and the rest was history. He never worried about titles, credit, or what man got the most shine. That wasn't him. He didn't care about none of that, as long as we brought it back home to family. The whole time we've been trying to figure out what you really are to me, I've been trying to figure out what you really are to me, because nephew wasn't it. We hated the word nephew. And when they said Uncle Few, because we always knew we were way closer than that, it made me feel old too. But I knew you weren't my brother because you are my sister's son, so I couldn't say brother. Now I finally get it. You are our angel, watching me and watching us this whole time in a living form, making sure everyone felt your love and hugs while you were here. You made our dreams come true. Whenever you spoke it and manifested it, when you say, God gonna do it, he did it. I'm just proud to be in your life. I'm proud to be your uncle. I'm proud we saw the world and done things we could have never imagined together. We laughed way more than we ever argued. And when we did, I was always in the wrong every time. I guess mama made that rule too. I'm proud to say I've seen your blessing. I've seen you bless me. You bless mama. You bless Shara. You bless Treat, Heaven, and Zeke. You will continue to send your blessings down from heaven. I will continue to keep your name alive as long as I live. It's always a responsibility to look after my nephews and nieces. I will do that before we make moves or any decisions. We always going to say what we'll take, think. Always been, ain't nothing going to change. Me and you always, we always going to be with each other for life. And just like now, we going to see each other again. I love you with all my heart. I'll never leave you. I guess God just ain't need my help. So can you ask him for me what I got to do to be with you again in a place where there's no pain, no demons, no jealousy, no envy, no greed, Whatever we have to do, God, to be at the place of paradise, send us the tools now because we need to be with Tate. Love you, nephew. Yeah. That's deep. That's pretty deep. I ain't going to lie. So I just want to send flowers and love to Tate, Quavo and his family because I know it's heavy. Like you said, he lost the angel. So, but thanks for tuning in to part one. Part two coming for real soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Dev and Deuce Show, and we are now checking out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Dev and Deuce Show. To follow us for more updates, you can do so on all socials at DevAndDeuceShow. You can also go subscribe to our YouTube channel right now at the Dev and Deuce Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Dev and Deuce Show checking out.
Have a great night, and we love you all.